Yes, sir. Well, we started milking cows in Southwest Virginia in 1929, and we've had jerseys then. We've had always had jerseys. We've had every breed, and we've tried them all, and we've stuck with jerseys, and that's where we are right now. So we're milking 400 almost, and in partnership with my brother.
Got it. And what generations are you guys on the farm?
We're third, and my son's home now from Tech, and has been there a year, so one more's moving into the business.
Plans for expansion then when he comes in?
A little bit, but not a lot. We own 600 acres, and we're going to max that out and see where we go there from there.
Where does the milk go?
DFA gets most of the milk, and then we bottle some of our own.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. And then sell it off the farm there?
We own a milk plant with another dairy, and we bottle all Jersey milk. Mm-hmm. And we sell it in 100 stores around the area. And so it's been a work in progress.
How long have you been doing that?
4 years.
How did you get into it?
This lady had a small plant in 3 miles from the farm, and she wanted to sell it. And we decided to give it a try. So I had grown up with an All Jersey market, so I knew the consumer liked All Jersey milk. And when you got a consumer drinking All Jersey milk, they didn't want to drink other milk. So we thought we'd just give it a shot. And see.
Do you sell it at the 2% or whole milk, or what do you sell it?
We have both.
Okay.
We bottle both 2% and whole right now, chocolate, getting ready to do eggnog. And we're going to launch a drinkable yogurt in another 60 days.
Oh, really?
We've been experimenting with it. We like our product, and just got to get through all the hoops now, you know, to get it going.
That is the biggest thing. I mean, how do you get started in this? What's the biggest challenge if you're going to go into bottling your own milk?
Well, of course, get government regulations and learning how, just learning the business, but marketing is a big deal. Getting out, communicating with not only your stores, but the consumer, and educating them on what you have and how it's different, and it's just a full-time job trying to sell your product.
So do you have a full-time salesperson out there representing you?
No.
It's you, huh?
It's me. But it's worked very well, you know.
It is relationships. It's building relationships, isn't it?
Exactly right. That's right. Yeah, and trust. You know, they trust us to have the best product on the shelf, and that's what we try to do.
So are you going into cheeses then at all, too?
No, not planning on it. Okay. No.
Now, you must be involved in a few other things besides the dairy farm.
Well, and some of the National Jersey, you know, organizations, and I was chairman of the County Planning Commission for well, I was on the commission for 25 years, so, you know, I have been involved in other things in the community, you know, trying to get off some of them and let the young folks do it.
Time for the next generation to step up.
That's right.
Talk a bit about the farm. I mean, what kind of location are you? There's a lot of population in Virginia. Are you being bumped by urban sprawl at all? Or?
No, we're kind of down in the rural mountainous area. We are 2,500 feet above sea level. And
oh.
So we have the more northeast kind of weather, and we have a lot of dairies, a lot of beef cattle, a lot of ag in our area, but we have great pastures, so that, you know, most farms utilize that pasture to the fullest. So, you know, it's just a more rural area, so to get our products out, we have to move them to some of the bigger cities, which are 60, 70, 80 miles away.
Are you a grazing operation?
No, we let them out. They get a little bit of grass, but principally we're not.
And then what do you feed for forage?
Corn silage. We feed a small grain silage with that, and that's our two forages.
So what kind of production do you have on the herd?
We're averaging about 58 pounds. All Jersey with a 4.7 fat, 3.7 protein.
Done well. All homebred herd?
Pretty much. We've bought a few now and then, you know, high genomic or something animals,
yep.
But basically all homebred.
Are you doing any embryo work then too? Or?
Well, we haven't done any lately. when we bought this milk plant, we got busy. But my son, like I say, is home, and we have a few cows. We have the number one G-code young sire in the breed, and we're thinking about flushing his dam. And so now that he's home, we'll probably get back into doing a little bit.
Are you seeing a greater availability of genetics for Jerseys as the breed grows?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think as the demand grows, AI needs more, you know, semen to sell. And yeah, there's more diversity, even though genomics tends to, you know, move it in the same direction, you're still gives you avenues to have more diversity and a larger selection pool.
You mentioned earlier that you tried them all and chose Jerseys. What sold you on Jerseys?
By and large, feed efficiency. My dad did feeding trials in a stanchion barn where you could measure it, and he just said, man, they make us more money for what they eat versus what our output was. So I have a nutrition business, and so I wrote a program, and my experience with Holstein dairies and Jersey dairies, and so we took a different approach. And anyway, the bottom line was we took a ton of feed and we ran it through both breeds, and the Jerseys made us more profit. Plus, they calved easier and you know, had a lot of other attributes that are hard to maybe put a dollar figure on. So that's where we did. We stuck with them.
At that elevation, do you have much trouble with heat stress in the summertime at all?
Not too much. You'll have a week, a year that you can tell they're stressed.
Jerseys handle that a little better anyway, don't they?
They do. Yeah. Plus, it cools off in the nights.
Okay.
So even if it's hot for a couple hours in the day, you know, it cools off at night.
What kind of milking parlor?
99 Herringbone.
Okay.
It's old, but works.
It works. So where to from here for the operation?
Well, we'll see. We'll probably, like I said, expand a little bit on the cows, and then we'll get Duchess hopefully rolling a little more, and then we'll see what happens if Trey wants to do something. I guess it, you know, hey, have at it. I mean, you know, you always have to be flexible, yeah. No matter what the cow or what the business. So we'll see what happens.